Go.
Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. So good to have you on. I want to say big ups to everybody in Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, and of course, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the headquarters. My name is VJ Smith. I am your national president, and we're talking about family reunions and families and why it's so important to bring families together. I have on as my co-host today is Brother Art Avery. He is my biological brother. This is our first reunion together, and we're talking about family. We're hoping that some other family members may call in and chime in. But our topic today is about families, and let's talk a little bit about what happened to the family. Why are so many of our, especially families of color, being separated and not know who we are? And kind of what do you think some of the problems is with that, Art?
I don't know. It just seems like in the past days it was a secret. You know, a lot of people had secret kids here, stashed here, over here with some other woman because they didn't want to disrupt their marriages. But you know, that was my situation. So I can't speak on anybody else's situation, but that was mine.
So people are married, they're having kids by other people, and so therefore, because they're having kids by other people, they hiding kids.
They're hiding kids,
and so I think me and you are part of the hidden kids. We're the hidden kids, but I think it's important to understand that even the history before that was that in slavery we were separated.
Right.
Many of us were separated from our moms, were separated, and I want to say thank you to everybody that's on Facebook Live watching us, and thank you to everybody that's listening on Blog Talk Radio. And if you have something that you'd like to say, you want to call in, that number is 347-215-9262. And thank you, Paula, once again, Haywood. And Tina, thank you for being on. And Alfonso, man, it's so good to see you. How does it feel, Art, for you to be connected with your older brother, and you have another older brother that you connected with? What was the initial feeling that you got when you found out?
Oh, it's great, man. It's been fun hanging out with you, seeing what you do in the community. And I knew I had some siblings out there. I just didn't know where they were, but I didn't know you was out there.
Right.
So that was a surprise.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Yeah.
You didn't know I was out there. I didn't know you was out there either. And so it's been kind of interesting. Jessica's on, our
hey,
niece.
Jessica.
And Jessica, I really wish you could call in. Now, can you tell me the vital role that Jessica played? Because it was really critical what she did to bring us together.
Well, I think Jessica connected with my daughter who had done the ancestry DNA, and that led me to you. And so that's how we got connected, through Jessica and my daughter, Kenya.
Right, and so through the DNA, we got connected. But before then, before there was the DNA stuff, Jessica connected me up with Huda and Mikhail.
Okay.
And so, you know, she was really critical in bringing the family together. We always need those people. She was willing to do the research. She done the research way before me and you came around. She was researching, looking for her father, her father's people, and she wanted to be connected. And so, of course, she won't say nothing. She won't tell you publicly, but I am her favorite uncle. You know, she loves me like a, you know, like being loved rice, you know what I'm saying? And that's all right. You can get up to that status, but, I know she's going to say something crazy. But I know I'm the favorite, right? And it's okay. But, Jessica, I wish you could call in and really talk about what drove you to do that and what drives, what people need to do to try to get connected to their family. There's so many of us out here in the community that are not connected, that need to be connected. There are people that are lost. And, you know, I'm 62, and how old are you now?
59.
And just think, had we kept going, we would have died without meeting each other.
Right.
Paula Haywood says, our roots are important, and give great reasons to stand proudly on the shoulders of our ancestors.
Definitely.
And you think about, you know, Jessica responded, I knew she was going to say something smart. She said, no. No means that's right. I am her favorite uncle. But our ancestors, Jessica's on now. I think I've got her on. Hold on, Jessica. We're going to try to get you on. Jessica, is that you on?
It is. You have 2 minutes.
I got 2 minutes. Jessica, I want to just hear
hey,
from
Jessica.
You. Thank you for, man,
hi,
I, you know, I've told you a million times. Yeah, what made you do what you did? Because you brought a generation that came before you together. How does it make you feel, number one, in my 2 minutes? And what made you do it?
What made me do it is because my oldest child was old enough to start dating, and I don't want my kids dating their cousins. So I started researching.
Okay. And then what, you know, after you did it, how did it make you feel when you started finding your uncles? And, you know, I mean, you just found a plethora of wisdom that pours in. You know, me and you talk all the time through your, you know, insomnia when you can't sleep. And,
oh, Lord.
And I see you on Facebook. I call you and harass you. But how does it feel to be connected to so much family now?
Good. I have even more than I had before.
Well, I think this is great. Now, it looks like we've got your uncle, your other uncle coming in, and I know you're done with your 2 minutes. Anything you want to share with people to help them to do what you did? Any kind of tidbit of wisdom you can give somebody saying, man, I don't know how to start. What would you say to them?
Google is your best friend. Google and genealogy library. Now I'm on Ancestry,
okay.
And they help a little bit, but the genealogy library helped the most. And then Kansas City is small, I have a lot of friends that know everybody.
You listen to Jessica Johnson Riley. She got 3 names. I don't know how she got all those names, but anyway. And she ain't, you know, they're not even maiden names. They're just... She got all them
names. It is,
too. She's got all them names.
Johnson is my maiden name.
Yeah, but it is? Okay, all right. Well, anyway, let me just say this. Thank you for being on. I know you're busy schedule. There's so many questions we'd love to ask you. You've done so much for our family. We really, truly appreciate you and love you. We could never, ever repay you for what you've done to bring us together. And, you know, your uncle's coming down to see you. And he said he's going to make his first stop at your house, okay?
First stop.
Oh, good. Looking
all
forward
right.
to it.
Okay, so have some food ready because he likes to eat.
Well, I don't like to cook,
thank
so
you,
we have to throw some on the grill.
We have to go
love
out.
Love you guys.
We have to go out somewhere.
Okay.
All right.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
Now, that,
love
that
you
was
too.
Jessica. That was Jessica, and she is one of the individuals that brought us all together. We're really excited about that. Tina just said, Ancestry DNA connected me and my nephew, Joshua, and my sister and my father after 52 years. Donna Rice, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, Jason, CEO, Jason, call in. I got some questions for you. I think, now I'm not sure, but I believe that we have Mikhail on the phone, which is our eldest brother. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, brother. How's everything, man?
Okay.
Hey, Mikhail.
Yeah, this is our oldest brother, and he is the eldest of the brothers. Now we had a brother older than you, right? But he is no longer with us.
Two brothers.
Two brothers that were older than you.
Right. Yep.
And what were their names, sir?
Eugene Glover Jr. and John Williams Glover.
Now John was our nephew's dad, right? John, the one that's up here.
No, his
Joseph.
His father is Joseph. He was younger than you and Art. He's close to Art.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Joseph Glover was named after Joseph. He was named after his dad.
Right. You're right.
He was okay, and he was younger than us. Okay.
Right.
Okay, so mm-hmm. okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I got my brother on the phone, Brother Mikhail, and he is in Texas right now, Arlington, Texas, and he's on the line along with my younger brother, Art Avery, and I want to thank everybody for chiming in. Any stories that you got to share about ancestry, about your ancestors, anything, please feel free to share that. I want to thank Lamont Rayford for being on and Donald Rice, and of course, Paula Haywood, thanks for all the comments that you had. Mikhail, I just want to ask you, when it comes to, you know a lot about history. We've been talking about this since I met you. How does it feel? I think that we've completed. I remember when I met you, you said, I don't think we're done yet. I think we still got some more family. At that time, you knew way more than you told me. Now I know that you knew more. But you kind of just left it open, like an open-ended, case. Like, there's more out there, little brother. Just hold on. But at the time, I believe you knew about Art and his sister. But you just didn't tell me everything. And I'm not mad at you because, we didn't know. But how does it feel I think we've completed the family circle. How does it feel?
It feels great, man. Really, it does. And it's a miracle. Really, in reality, how our Creator just brought us together piece by piece by piece. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, Jessica was a large part of that influence that allowed us to come together like we are. You know what I'm saying? So. I feel good about it, and my real thing is that I want us to really try to understand what that means in the progression of our destiny. Everything have a real reason, and we just gotta kind of think about it a little and figure it out.
Well, that sounds like you, big brother. You're always thinking about the big picture.
Yeah.
We just trying to figure out where we're going to eat lunch at today. But I appreciate what you just said because it's real talk. You listen to Blog Talk Radio. The number to call in is 347-215-9262. That's 347-215-9262. Or go to Facebook Live and give me your questions and comments. Once again, I want to thank Lamont and Donald Rice for coming in and chiming in, and Paula Haywood and others that have chimed in. I've got my brother, my big brother on the line. I've got my little brother in the studio. My little brother, we got big brother on the line. What are some things that you'd like to share with him while we've got him on the line?
Like to share with him? I just want to say that I'm glad we reunited, found each other again, and I'm looking forward to the future, like you said. There's more out there for us as a family, so hopefully we come together and power on from that.
Well, one of the things that we don't talk about enough, and I want to share that my brother talks about all the time, and it is that our roots, where we came from, our cultural experience, the things that were handed down before us. And there's a reason why Brother Mikhail, my brother, my oldest brother, he doesn't use the name Glover. And we are the Glover family. He does not deny that. But he does not use, you were adopted, so you lost your Glover name. You were never a Glover because, nobody wanted you to know you was a Glover. But you were adopted. I wasn't married into the family, so I was a Smith, so I never was a Glover. But in bloodline, we're Glovers. But there's a reason why I always, when I met Huda and my brother, I'm like, why aren't they Glovers? Like, what's up? And so, brother, talk about the reason why you no longer use your Glover name, and how did you influence others in the family to do the same?
Well, growing up, my mother, she was always searching for the truth, you know. And she said we've been lied to about a lot, you know what I'm saying, that really been kind of like hindering our destiny where we should be going. And we've been kind of like going in a maze and circles, and that we have to look and think outside of the box in order to really contribute to our own humanity. So we never stuck to a thought unless we thought it was the truth. You see what I'm saying? So we never was just adhering to one way of life. She was always looking for other ways, other avenues that we could better ourselves. So that's kind of like where I got that from, you know. So even religion, she felt we've been lied to about that. So we were just searching, man, which we still are. You know what I'm saying? The search, you know, it's like the truth gonna set you free. So you got, it's something you gotta look for that's like a diamond. You know, you ain't gonna find a diamond just laying on the streets. So when we came to our names, what got us was that we had noticed during the times that, just like they talking about the Black Panthers now, but back in the day, we was on a roll of finding some truth about, you know, the blacks in America, because, you know, at one time they was, or we was still calling ourselves Negroes and colored, and then James Brown had came out with that record, I'm Black and I'm Proud. You know, black folks used to be proud about being black. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want to be black, you know, period, you know.
Right.
The mothers used to say, stay out of the sun. You know, don't get out there. You're going to get black. You know, so blackness wasn't nothing to be proud of as we thought, you know. So when we saw brothers and sisters being led toward a new destiny, they began to change names and you know, looking at other avenues of ways of living. Even Sidney Poitier and them, they had went to France and they found out that, you know, they was treated like they had never been treated before. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, brothers moving around the world, and we just had some people that had went to L.A. and they had dealt with cooling the gang, and they came back talking a new language, and we just started looking in that direction, you know. So,
well, let me chime in, Big Brother. Let me chime in. We've got Carmen Garcia, and Paula Haywood said she wants to thank you for the courage to stand on your own dignity for your family. We want to thank Michael Wood, Norwood, Nadia Fisher's on, and others, but they wanted to say thank you for having the courage to do that, to do what you did. Go ahead, Big Brother.
Well, I mean, you know, I believe firmly that Creator got a plan for us. You see what I'm saying? Like every other thing that exists. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's phenomenal how even all of us got connected, and it was through science. You know, it wasn't of our ingenuity. You know what I'm saying? The only thing we did was participate in the process. You see what I'm saying? And this is what I believe. If we participate in a higher process, then our destiny will begin to exist on its own. You know what I'm saying? We just have to.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? We just.
I agree.
Got into this maze. You know, we're distracted by so much. And that's part of it, whether it's alcohol, whether it's drugs, whether it's chasing women, whether it's women chasing men, you know, it's whether it's neglect of our children, their educational processes, or whatever it is, you know, just whether it's leaving other people to do what we should be doing as men. You know what I'm saying? And manhood to me is becoming more clear that is something that we should be paying more attention to. You see what I'm saying? You know, man is not just chasing women. It's bigger than that. You know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
Our condition, the way we are in America, you going around every day finding folks that have been destroyed by their own selves, and most of us coming from the men. You see what I'm saying? So we don't know who we are. We lost, and it's because of we're not focused on who we should be, and we're not focused on our own manhood. So that's kind of where I'm at, and that's where I've been. Even though I got distracted myself, and because that's the name of the game. If you don't protect your interests, it's a natural phenomenon that something from outside gonna come in and destroy it or you. You know what I'm saying? So we got to protect our interests, and we've all got away from it, and we all got to come back to it. But we got to know what our interests are. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Right, right. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. This is Mad Dad's National Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number, 347-215-9262, 347-215-9262. Mrs. Haywood is really chiming in. She said, God did it, and let's not forget, he has a plan. And then Marsha says, hey, Nadia Fisher, we're having a prayer breakfast. Would you please give the date for that prayer breakfast? And we want folks to be praying 24 hours around the clock until I think our April date. Is it April? Or I believe that's when it is. Give me that date. We've got our oldest brother, Mikhail, on the phone. We've also, all the way from Arlington, Texas, and from Iowa, we have my younger brother here, Art. And so we're talking about unions, families coming together, the critical issues that we must do, what must happen. My brother asked simply, what's the big picture? What do we do next? Okay, we're here now. What can we do? What can we do in Iowa to make Iowa a better place? What can we do in Texas to make it better? What can we do in Minneapolis to make it a better place? Collectively, what can we come together and do? I don't know computers. I just found out. My brother knows computers. I don't know them. I don't know cars. But my oldest brother in Texas knows cars. He knows a bunch of stuff, how to buy property. He knows real estate. He knows all kind of stuff. You know, he's a walking genius. He knows all kinds of stuff. That's why he's the oldest brother. We give him that title, okay? But how do we now bring all that together?
Bring that knowledge together. And remove
the – one of the things that my young brother said to me, he said, there's so much dysfunction. How do we get functional with all the dysfunction? Well, and me and my older brother, we've been talking about this, so it's interesting that you say that. One of the things, Mikhail, that Art said, he said – I'm really glad I didn't have when I see all these families, I see the dysfunctional, it makes me glad I didn't have to be bothered with it. And I think me and Mikhail have talked about this before, is that the dysfunction that happens, we have to learn how to manage that so that we still have a functional family.
Cohesive family.
And that we still are able to help those that aren't functional be as functional as they can.
Right.
So, you know, that's one of the things we talked about. You want to respond to that, Brother Mikhail?
Well, one thing I want us to realize is that our family is a lot functional than a lot of dysfunctional families, because and it has nothing to do with social status or class. If we look at the society we're in, we look at the president of the United States right now, and you'll see a lot of dysfunction, but they got wealth. So what I really want to tell, because I talk to brothers about it all the time, every day, and comparing our family with a lot of other families, as large as our family is, it's more functional than a lot. Okay, now what happened to our family was the men got destroyed by mostly society, you know, through their own, I spent 20 years in prison. You see what I'm saying? We had two brothers that got passed away at 30 years old. We had another brother that died around in his early 40s. So, I mean, I think that's one reason why our Creator brought us men back together so we could contribute. Now, you take away all the men in the family, and, you know, family is more functional than what we may perceive. You see what I'm saying? Because if you think of dysfunction, you have to ask yourself, what are you comparing it to? You see what I'm saying? What are you comparing dysfunction and function to? You see what I'm saying? So when I look at it and just talk to other people and other families, we got a lot. We got some discourse. We got some, you know, and you're going to have that within your own humanity. You don't like yourself sometimes. You see what I'm saying? That's a natural phenomenon. But when you talk about dysfunction, we probably got, and it's been like within a few years, we got more than what we think. And that's another part of the game, is make you think you ain't got nothing. You see what I'm saying? That's, that's part of it. And so what you think about a lot is going to expand. If you think you got dysfunction, it's going to grow on you. If you think your woman ain't nothing, it's going to grow on you. And it's going to grow. But you got to start looking at the goodness in her. If you start looking at the goodness and see what you really got, even in your own self, it's going to expand too. So, you know, I didn't got tricked before, but I didn't got kind of difficult to make me just think another way without giving things a lot of thought. You see what I'm saying? You know, I'm not going for that like they did Shaka Zulu. You know, give them something that looked like it is, but it ain't. So I'm telling you, brothers, you my little brothers, we got more than what you think. We just got to see. It take ingenuity. It take creativity. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
The reason we weren't connected then, it was because of how things happened. But even in that, I could see the genius. Comparing it to a lot of other families that had similar situations. So, you know, look at the goodness. Look at where we should be. I'm serious. And I'm telling y'all that on the for real side. You know what I'm saying? We got our family is a lot different than a lot of other families. It's like we're talking about having a family reunion. Some families, it take a year to organize this thing. With our family, it takes less than time because we all still, even in the midst of all that, we all know a lot about each other that families don't even want to know their own family. You see what I'm saying? So the love is still there. The love exists. When you came, when both of y'all came, the love started flowing. And you don't get that from families. And I ain't saying it's been perfect, because if it was perfect, then it wouldn't be nothing to do. But we got something to do. You see what I'm saying? But we just got to see what can
we do.
You know what I'm saying? It's, but we can't be tricked. Don't be fooled.
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. Oh, I'm sorry, Big Brother. Big Brother, we ran out of time, but that's all Big Brother Almighty. That's why we call him Big Brother Almighty. He earned that title. You listen to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. Want to say big ups to Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, and, of course, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the main headquarters. Want to say big ups to my big brother and my little brother. Thank you very much for being on, and we will see you next week.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Man, it gets destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west.